We live.
We live, baby.
Yeah.
Who's in here?
Yanny.
Yanny.
And Laurel.
I'm Laurel. Yo, yo.
I'll be Lanny.
I'll be Larnie.
We'll be Yarl.
Jesus.
What's up?
Is there a new word for Jinx now? Is it Jinx or is it Yanny?
Oh, God.
Welcome to the In Search of podcast, episode number 2. My name is McLaren.
I'm Famous.
I am Catch.
And we have a special guest in the building. Our first special guest ever.
Hey.
First ever.
What's up?
Yeah, yeah.
Rocco, Pretty Flocko, Brooklyn stand up.
This guy. Finished three DJs in this bitch.
That's like everybody else in Brooklyn now. They ain't from Brooklyn either, so
oh, my God.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Lou Rock just got back from the Philippines.
Philippines, yes, I did.
How was it?
Oh, man, it was the best. Like, I mean, I love getting out of America and, like, surrounding yourself in culture, but to surround myself in my own culture.
That's filthy.
I was like, oh.
I love it.
This is home of my people.
That's dope.
I want to go back into the library.
How was that flight, though?
Oh, the flight. That was the longest flight I've ever had in my life.
It was like 18 hours. Is it 18?
No,
18 hours?
It was a 12 and a half hour flight to Taiwan. And
okay.
Then from there, it's like a 4 hour trip to the Philippines. But like, it was crazy. I slept for like 7 hours and woke up and there were still like 5 hours to go.
Yeah. I know you got some good lab planned on before you jumped on that plane.
So
oh, yeah.
Is that part of the world, is it summer there right now or winter there? Is it flipped or is that
so, like,
still?
They're tropical, so like they just have like, it's always hot there.
So it's just
they just
hot.
Have like rainy season and then hot season.
Just hot. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Like, the rainy season is also hot. It's
yeah,
just rainy.
Hella hot. It's just hot. Wet and hot.
Burning to death. Gotcha.
So before we get into our topic, I do want to ask, what's next for Lou Rock?
What is next?
What's next? Ooh. Philippines was cracking. You DJed in the Philippines.
Oh, what?
No, so that fell through.
It fell through?
I was traveling to different provinces on the club night, so they couldn't afford it.
Yeah. Word. Gotcha. Well, that was the plan.
That was the plan.
And then we have our residency at Q. You got your residency at Aston Man on the Fridays. What's next?
Every Fridays. You know what's next? I'm not sure. You know what? You know, I'm trying to get into the battle game.
I don't know. Hey, if you're listening and you haven't heard Lou Rock cut, yo, it's something incredible. I'm in awe every time. We've been working together for what, two and a half years now? Man, it still gets me every time.
Absolute coldest and boldest on the decks.
Yes.
Point blank.
No, big slaps.
And crazy energy. Crazy. Oh, yeah. The craziest type.
The only one who can compete with me as far as energy goes.
Right, exactly.
He just don't jump on the stage.
I almost fell off that one time. I was like, you know what?
I did it when you were gone,
no more.
Too.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I just got new insurance. I'm good.
Yeah, nah.
Man.
All right.
Well, we got some great things to talk about today. But before we get into those great things, we're going to get into something really fucking stupid.
So stupid.
So dumb.
I don't understand
dumb.
Why we go
everybody's doing it.
We go through this
American about
year. Like, I don't understand why this is such a thing.
So you guys know about what happened. Was that last year or the year before?
I think it was 2 years.
Black and gold. Black and blue versus
yeah.
White and gold.
That's what it was, yeah.
It was black and blue.
Black
like,
and
if
blue.
You see yellow and gold, your eyes don't work, fam. I'm just saying.
I mean...
I saw what?
I see no color.
Okay, we ain't gonna start arguing. Anyway.
I saw the soul
you know,
of those
dresses. Did anybody see the shoe, the Vans shoe, a
yes,
couple weeks ago?
I did.
That
not.
Was like the precursor to this shit. They were kind of like warning us this was coming.
Yeah.
They're priming everyone.
Is it gray and teal or is it white and pink, fam? And everybody's just like...
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see it?
I'm not even going to answer that.
All right.
It's both. I saw both. But anyway, this is like kind of a flip on that because the first two are pictures. This one is audio. So, Famous, you got the audio queued up?
Yeah, I got the audio. Y'all
Let's
ready?
Let's play it real quick.
Drop that, DJ.
Yeri. Yeri. Oh, Lord.
Yeri. Now, y'all tripping because I hear Laurel.
I hear Laurel.
Yeri. I hear Yanny.
Really?
Okay.
So,
what do you hear, McLaren?
I hear both.
Okay, so
Word.
I think it's both
it's
overlaps,
exactly.
And it's selective hearing. Exactly. It's what you want to hear.
But the first time I heard it, I had no idea what was playing. Lindsay played it for me, and we were walking to the car. So I had no precursor as to like what it was, and I still hear the exact same thing. I even seen a video where they removed frequencies so you can hear both.
Yeah.
I still only heard Laurel.
Really?
I didn't hear anything else. Even when they changed the frequency,
well,
I didn't hear it.
When I first heard it, my friend asked me what I heard, and I was like, I hear Gailey.
Gailey?
Okay.
I was like, I hear Gailey. And
Gailey.
He was like, what?
Gailey. Gailey.
I heard Gailey.
Makes sense.
Gailey.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I read something on it, and it said, it's just a frequency thing. It basically, you can hear high-pass frequencies. You can hear, I think, Yanny. Yeah, and if you hear low-pass frequencies, you can hear Laurel. And if you are a supersonic wombat like myself, you can hear both. And, I think there's a couple different websites that had the frequency removed and broken down. Yeah. They even have, like, sliding scale filters or whatever. You can change the filter or whatever. I could almost hear both, almost to the very end of the spectrum ways. So like when it was supposed to be Yanny all the way, I could almost still hear both, and then vice versa. So
I know, right?
The superior hearer.
I'm not surprised. Not at all.
I kind of got big ears, low key. You know, I'm big ears. I got a big head too, so you can't really tell. So.
Don't matter. These ears ain't stopping that bass though. So
facts. Speaking of audio and weird intricacies within audio, Ketch, we got some
ASMR.
Oh my god.
You have these nails. I want to talk about ASMR because I've recently seen it come up a lot on social media. I think it's been around for about 8 years. It was coined ASMR in 2010.
That shit sounds like some crazy sex shit. I'm not gonna lie. That's what I thought it was.
Baby, you down with ASMR, girl?
It's a not autonomous sensory meridian response.
Indubitably. Sound like T.I. came up with that damn name.
So people actively search these YouTube videos, and I'm just like, I need to figure out why. So I searched some. I had a Lou Rock search some. There was like, what did you see?
I found a lady eating a pickle.
And the crunch sound of a pickle.
Yeah.
Isn't that satisfying?
It reminded me of that girl who smashes her face into bread. This is solid dough.
And these people get millions of views. Like, millions of views.
Yeah, and it's just like
it just shows how
crackling paper
high of a demand.
So does the sound, is it supposed to make them feel
better,
or is it supposed to make everyone else that's watching feel better?
The goal is to be feeling relaxed, like having the viewers and listeners feel relaxed.
So it just calms everybody.
Mm-hmm. So it's working with your endorphins. Yeah, it's
That's like a creepy fetish.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know, if you were to search one, like, I really need to hear this, what would it be?
Well, this is my question. Before I answer that, let me ask you a question. Does it have to be that you are watching what they're doing, or can it only be hearing? Because I feel like that's the whole thing, the whole sensory of watching what they're doing is like the weird fetish part of it.
Yeah, it's both. That's why it's on YouTube. So,
I said, is it, because isn't there, there's visual and audio,
yes,
right?
Yes, there's visual and audio. It doesn't have
it doesn't,
to be both.
No. Okay.
I'm sure there are podcasts of just ASMR. Yeah, right.
So Lindsay has crazy anxiety that's like,
oh Lord.
She's crackling a bag of chips. So Lindsay has like crazy anxiety sometimes, and so like when she, there was one time when I wasn't home and she told me she was playing these videos, and I was like, yo, wait a minute, hold on, what the fuck are you doing to get rid of your anxiety? Like ASMR, that sounds like some shit I might not be into. Yeah. I had to go look it up real quick.
Come home and you're just Morse code on a pot and pan in the kitchen, and then wild, they move over to the couch and started scooting their feet like Rick James on the couch get your attention. I don't like that. I'm not with it.
Well, yeah.
To answer your question, what was the question?
what would you search if you were to search something? Yeah. What would it be?
So I would search. No one judge me, okay? Okay, Lou, you know exactly what I'm thinking when I say this. I would search girls scratching the back of their knees.
Oh my god.
What?
That's a long-standing historical milestone event, it's just a funny thing. You made a joke about the girls looking at the back of the knees. Damn, she got the dress on. Look at the back of the knees. Damn, girl, look at the knees, girl.
All right.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god. Are you a leg man? Are you an ass man? Look at the back of the knees. She's been stretching. So that it's just. But no, honestly though, I probably would search scratching your arm, like scratching an itch.
That's a common one, yeah.
Yeah, because like itching like is already therapeutic. So like I can totally imagine somebody like, ah, I got it.
Yeah.
Can I hear that? Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't got rough skin, so I don't know if you can hear it. Hey, no ash over here. Look at that. And we're recording this too. No ash. Your boy is exfoliated. Look at that. I'm scratching hard too. I'm scratching like a raccoon out here.
So I looked it up. So my knowledge is being like, my mind is being blown right now. Because I thought it was like literally certain things and it was nothing else. It's just whatever pleases you, period. Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Yeah.
So like looking this up, like what would be a trigger of mine? No joke. A 16th hi-hat roll.
Ooh.
Okay.
No All joke. Right. Not that fast.
A little bit slower. Okay, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that
yeah.
is soothing.
It's super soothing to me. Yeah. Just a normal hi-hat, nothing yeah. like crazy. Yeah. I don't know why that is, but I'm just like, that tingle down your spine that they talk about this, mm-hmm. just
wow.
every time. It's wow. wild, yeah.
So,
very specific.
Yeah.
So does that mean that we're what are people that are into ASMR? Are they called ASMRites?
Okay.
ASMRarians?
Yeah.
Asmurians? Asmurians? I'm an Asmurian. So what are you? Oh, I'm a 80% African American, 20% Asmurian, and
yeah, you too.
Jesus.
Oh yeah, and that's yeah, interesting.
I dig it. I see it. Yeah, I like, yeah. But the first thing that comes up on YouTube is a girl eating pickles.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one that's Lou Rock.
See, I don't like that one. I don't like pickles though. So that's just more.
This sounds like a fucking fetish. This shit, I was right. This yeah. shit like belongs on Pornhub.
Look,
dog. Like,
okay,
no
look at the pickle eater got 10 million views on YouTube.
Man.
10 million.
You don't got to be doing something cool to get 10 million views.
Do I need to start liking crazy. Pickles?
That means 10 million people.
Like, you know, like my son watches videos on the air of people opening eggs with millions of views. Like chocolate eggs.
Yeah. Yo, no, YouTube's just its own ASMR itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watching
yeah.
YouTube videos is an ASMR. Oh, so, yeah. so meta.
Crazy.
And yeah, speaking of fetishes, there's a gentleman here in this good city of Seattle that has a fetish for steroids.
Okay. Cool it with the spice, yo. We might be fucking up Mariner money. Hold on.
Man, he got enough Mariner money, bruh.
So listen, I'm here to talk about Robinson Cano. All right. Good man. All right. Good man from DR on the Seattle Mariners got suspended for 80 games. Now, that's how you know baseball is also long as fuck. 80 games?
Yeah, right?
That's not even a whole season.
That's not. He's only suspended that's until
crazy.
August.
That's wow. crazy.
And
that's
so, he just to make everybody clairol, as Meryl would say, he did not get suspended for taking performance enhancement drugs. Okay. When he was back home in the DR, he got medication from a doctor when he broke his wrist. He's broken it a few times. He just broke it recently where somebody threw a ball and it hit his wrist. Right? Of course, he's going to go back home to his doctor and he's going to get some medication. Well, in the U.S., not in the U.S., I'm sorry, in the MLB, that medication can also be used to hide performance-enhancing drugs.
Absolutely.
Now, Robinson Cano is good, but he's not the best player in the league.
Well, we know he ain't got steroids because he just broke his hand, so he clearly ain't that strong.
That's
you know
not
what I'm
the
saying?
Only performance-enhancing drug. No, like, I don't think that he was taking performance-enhancing drugs. I think he was innocent, like, innocently taking something his doctor prescribed. If we go to the doctor and they say, hey, take this, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, hold on now. I think there may be something else. Like, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to take it,
yeah.
you know? Especially
you
if it's my
doctor.
Family doctor that
yeah.
I've been going to.
Yeah.
However, I do understand rules are rules, and somebody brought up a great point on social media. Dog, you've been in the league for, like, what, 10 years
long
now?
Time. You should know.
You would, you know, well, you know a little bit.
You got the best of the best medical professionals at your full disposal being in the Major League Baseball league. And you are one of the best players and highest paid players in baseball, which means that you can go to any doctor you want and you choose to get your approval from a doctor in the Dominican Republic. Now, I'm not saying that your family physician is shady. I'm just saying that the Dominican Republic, you can go there and I can go sell my kidney yeah. today.
Can. Straight up.
I can't do that here.
He had to choose who he can or cannot.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. I was waiting for it.
Jesus. Well, in lighter news on top of
that. Is it Punday or is it Thursday?
It's Punday anytime with you two niggas in the room.
You're right.
Um, So I went to the first Mariners game the day after they said the day they suspended Cano, which was 2 days ago, and we won, 11th inning. But you know, so you know, we may be cool. Mariners are doing actually really good right now. But as I always say, don't mean shit to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna wait till September to hold my judgment on that.
What playoffs? Last time they went to the playoffs, we were.
That's like 2002.
Five. Yeah. I don't watch baseball. Somebody told me that because I said the same thing.
Yeah.
I just remember being really young.
Yeah.
The Mariners are a joke. And speaking of jokes.
I didn't say that. Don't fuck up my money, Mariners. I love y'all. I didn't say that.
Speaking of jokes, we, Ketch, you
yes.
saw something real funny.
I want to talk about Ali Wong.
She's hilarious.
So Ali Wong came out with her first stand-up, I think it was 2 years ago. Mm. With her, she was pregnant as fuck with her first baby.
Oh, right, yes. right.
I saw a little bit of that one.
And,
yeah. It's on Netflix, isn't it?
Yes, it's a Netflix special. I actually haven't even watched it until a couple days ago because the new Hard Knock Wife, the new stand up, came out. So I watched the first one and then I watched this new one and I just loved the way she does her thing because she talks about really hard hitting subjects for women. Women in the U.S. or like mothers, I can't relate to that, but a woman in the U.S., yes. Like, she brings up all these like really heavy topics, but she makes it enjoyable. Word. Enjoyable.
It's not like awkward or anything.
Yeah.
Word,
yeah.
Word. I like it. All right. Yeah. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, you're going to have to watch it. It's
low key because I saw that she's pregnant in this new special. Yes. Like, yo, is that the same baby?
Yeah,
well,
right.
That's
yeah,
the thing. She doesn't even talk about it.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah, she, like, she does. She only talks about her firstborn child. Yeah. She doesn't even bring up the fact that she is
pregnant again.
Pop. Yeah, like, the same looking pregnant.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's great. That's great marketing, though.
It is.
Yes.
That's actually. Yes. Yo, what if she always does stand up when she's pregnant forever? Always does specials. Always does specials.
Specials. I was going to say, because
she's always obviously touring. So
that's going to be a problem thing, though. That's a lot of kids. And
I mean, hey.
You never know. What if she nicknames the kids after each special?
Oh my God.
That'd be fire. Ali Wong, holla at me. I need a cut of that.
I mean, yeah. I like, after watching both of those stand-ups that she did, it's just like she's setting the bar for a lot of women that work hard and can still balance, even though she talks about how hard it is to balance and all of that. I've gained this whole big respect thing for her.
She's dope.
Yeah.
If she's Wong, I don't want to be right. Okay?
Yes.
So.
Here we go.
You already know how to do it. You know how to do it. Speaking of rights, as a published musician myself, I think all four of us in this room are published musicians at this point.
Yeah.
This topic here is very, very, very near and dear to us.
Yeah, man.
Famous. So, what's up?
Last week, Spotify announced their new hateful conduct policy. And I honestly had mixed feelings about it. If you haven't heard about it, long story short, if you have crazy hateful lyrics or you do things in your personal life that are hateful, you know what we're talking about, anything like that. You know, a lot of our favorite artists are very problematic when they're not in front of the camera. And so Spotify is now going to remove those artists from their playlist platform. So basically, when you go through to a Spotify playlist,
browse,
they are not going to be on there. Now, if you go to a user playlist, it will still be there.
Yes.
I'm conflicted because at the time, only, I believe it was, let me look up and see. I know R. Kelly was one of the first ones.
Yep.
And XXXTentacion.
Yep.
Now, R. Kelly, we should have got him out the paint a long time ago. Uh-huh. That man's been touching women wrongfully since I was born. Literally. You know? And so, but you know, XXX, again, you know, he's very problematic. I didn't like his music anyway. However,
New album is a banger, by the way.
It's dope, but you can't erase, you know. Chris Brown had bangers too. I can't get past that.
Yeah.
There's this whole list that someone put
out. That's from his management, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so. And they're just, you know, all these, this whole list. And it's not just hip hop. It's like Ozzy Osbourne, Ace of Base, Seal, James Brown. Like, are you going to do this to all of them?
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I have mixed feelings about it, because at that time, it was only black males.
Those two. That I didn't even think about.
They have
that.
David That's Bowie, true. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Wow. It's like it's.
There yeah. are people from other races.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Who do wild or have done wild, crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most, and they didn't remove any of them from the playlist.
Most musicians are wild loose.
Solange to Jay-Z.
Okay, that was funny. Wow. That was funny. Somebody wow. brought that up. Somebody brought that up.
Yo, is she... Okay, I'm not going to say the joke. Don't, never mind. I'm done. I will say that I did truly enjoy finishing lots of club nights singing Bump and Grind. And
right.
We literally had to stop because it was making too, people violent.
But it did make people violent.
Did it?
Bump and Grind, we had a fight every single week until we stopped, and we stopped having fights.
You would think that people would want to make babies.
Yeah.
They wanted to make enemies.
Literally.
It's weird. It was really, it was, yeah, I don't know.
It was like every night for a year and a half.
Yeah. But I personally, sorry. Yeah, it was bad. But besides that, I personally have not liked R. Kelly for a long time.
I haven't liked any of his music. Yeah. I still jam the old shit. I'm not going to lie. I'll still jam the old shit, but.
That's the hard part.
You know, I'll jam the old. I can't help that. You know, from where my mind was before, I'm not going to go fight it. Like, I love the nostalgia that I get when I hear it.
Exactly.
But if he even has a career after all of this, like, I'm not jamming it. Same thing with Triple X. Like, I'll jam his new stuff in the car when I'm by myself. I won't jam it with the homies. And I removed all of his music from his set. Only because Blue Eyes Soul said he put on Facebook, if he catches anybody playing Triple X, he's unplugging the USB.
Yeah, man. Like, he's too new of an artist also. I mean, not to say that any of the other artists get any pass because they've been around and before they got caught or whatever, but he's so new that it's like, you already fucked up, dog. It's a wrap for you. You know what I mean? Like, it's a wrap. But I think that everybody needs to immediately stop fucking with Chris Brown's music. I can personally say, and I will hold 100% attest to this, I have never, ever, ever downloaded or purchased a Chris Brown album or single ever in my fucking life. And it was even before, like, obviously, like, he didn't do anything until the Rihanna stuff. He had, like, what, 4 albums out before that. Mm-hmm. I just didn't super rock with his music. But after that happened, I was like, uh-uh. And I was like, yeah, Fool Me One's okay, but it's going to happen again. Sure enough, it did with Carucci. It's happened again and again and again and again. And just, you know, it is what it is.
So here's my rule with it. Like, when it all blows up big, I'm not bumping too much after that. Yeah. You know, I can't respect it. I won't lie. Chris has some jams. And if it's, like, an ultimate banger that I can't fight it. I'm a rock. You know, so like his song Pills and Automobiles, rock. He has a couple other tracks and features that he's on, you know, before. And also his Gangsta Girls mixtape that he first came out with in Drama in 2009, it's fire. Like, I can't fight what I like.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go promoting it like Spotify is doing. They're not going to go promoting it, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm also not buying shit. Sorry, Chris, but I really like all the shit.
Yeah, he does. Like, they just I think that was last week in the news. There's something about one of his boys is about to get, like, sued or something, or he went to jail because there was a potential sexual assault at one of his house parties at his house.
Wild.
While he was there on some, like, Michael Vick and his boys fighting dogs in the backyard shit, even though he wasn't doing it.
You gotta watch it.
If you're, like, you know, encouraging, if you're encouraging that behavior, you're just as guilty. You know what I mean?
One other thing to bring up about this, too, it's not just Spotify.
Yeah.
Apple Music has removed it. I believe Amazon is on the same. Yep. YouTube is on the same, and YouTube honestly has worse, because I was also reading their ads target wrong people. Their algorithms are real fucked up, so they're going through scrubbing all of that. That's also messed up because their algorithms are built into the video.
Yeah.
So if you have those ads on your video is going to be gone.
Yeah,
and that's not your fault. You don't get to choose that.
That's the tough part. And like, it's weird, man. It's also weird too, though, with these artists, when it's like, you know, these things continue to happen, and you know, the people that should not be supporting these artists continue to support them. And what do you do when R. Kelly is supposedly hiding and holding women in a basement that is only 4 feet high?
Right.
And they're literally having to crouch to walk around in this basement dungeon in his home. But then he takes them out in public to the mall and they're all cool and they call their parents and say, don't call, I'm fine.
Some parents are fine with it after finding out.
So I wish Henry would say some shit like that.
Right? Like, what do you do at that point as a you know, a fan of music, when the people that are being quote unquote abused are supporting that person still? Is it abuse?
I just, because I said, like, for a while, I could hide Chris Brown's, you know, person. I'm sure I got tweets going back and saying, like, you can't, I'm gonna like this artist because of their music. I don't have shit to do with their personal life. This is creeping into their music.
Exactly.
You know, it's like when I hear an R. Kelly song now, it's like new shit. It's like, come on, man. It's,
Because it's like with Chris Brown, publicly, you know, once the Rihanna stuff happened, that was the only time it happened. She ghosted his ass. But with Carucci, it happened like 6, 7, 8, 9
He didn't be
times.
Here, though.
Well, but regardless, whatever
was
happening.
He was stalking her. And
she continued to announce that this is happening and I'm not, I don't support this and this person. But then she would be back with him in like a week. And it kept happening over and over.
That's what I'm saying.
You
it's,
know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. She never came out with her full side of the story.
True.
There's always bits and pieces in interviews here and there, and then it's like she's not like she doesn't want to talk about it. So,
and we'll never know, obviously, behind.
Well, shout out to Me Too movement.
Yeah, we're
true that though, okay. For sure. Respect, respect, respect.
Yes.
And yeah, speaking of things being publicized and all over the gram too much, Instagram is also changing up some stuff, and someone, thankfully for us, found out about it. There was a. Lady, her name is Jane Wong, and she is a developer that somehow back-engineered, reverse-engineered Instagram and found out that they're coming out with a new tool that measures basically how much time you waste on the gram.
Damn. Yikes.
Yeah.
It's going to be embarrassing for a lot of us.
Now.
Yeah. Wait, it shows it to everybody?
Well, I think it only shows it to you.
Okay.
It only shows it to
okay
you.
Okay with that.
And it's for now, it's only on Android devices.
Yes.
It's not on iOS.
Yes. It's in the back of the code, but only for Android, exactly. Yeah.
Got it.
And it's literally called Time Spent is what the name of the tool is. Time
and if you wow. and if it's on Instagram, we all know Facebook owns Instagram, so it's only a time that it'll be on Facebook.
You know they have the whole like active or inactive, like it shows on Instagram.
It's been happening.
Chat if the person is active or not, but you can turn that option off. I turned it off.
True. Yeah.
You know, because people will be able to see how much time spent.
I'm on the gram.
Yeah.
Find me on the gram. I'm on there. I'm on there. We were just live earlier. I'm on there.
That's going to hurt in relationships. That's going to hurt in relationships.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let me see your time spent.
Lindsay,
there's already Lindsay can already see what other people like.
Exactly.
That's gotten so many people in trouble.
Hey, fellas, don't even get me started. Real quick, fellas, mental like.
Mental like.
True. Mental like.
Yes.
Like, oh, you don't know this bitch?
iPhoto. Snapshot. No, but I mean, I think ultimately it's a good thing because the whole tool is intended to basically teach people how to figure out how to not waste too much of their time. And I think that's a good thing. I think that Android already has another tool they have on their phones that allows you to see how much that your not or how much you're using your phone and telling you basically like, okay, your time is up. Go do something else now. And it's good because sometimes you get lost
in
the sauce.
Wait, it tells
you? Yeah, like, that's what I think like certain Android phones tell you. Like, you can time it and say like, I want to use my phone for 30 hours.
And you can stop it.
It'll set you and be like, okay, you're done. And you're good. So that's not a bad thing. All right, so Ketch and Lou had to jet. So we will see them next episode. Well, we'll see Ketch next episode. Thank you, Lou Rock, for coming through.
Yeah, always good to have the brother in.
Always good. We were talking about Instagram and some of their new features, and yeah, I think it's going to be for the better for them to have these types of things where they're monitoring things and basically keeping people accountable for not, you know, doing too much basically. And Apple actually has a couple of.
New
things that might be coming out soon, too.
Yeah, definitely. The one thing that I want to talk about with Apple's rumor technology is specifically on like how what their devices are going to look like and the name. What's crazy to me, I work at Apple, but aside from that, I'm a big technology nerd. I stay on Engadget, Mac rumors, all that, especially around this season.
I'd be trying.
Yeah, it's getting up to, you know, some people watch sports. I look at the rumors, and right now the rumor is Apple's coming out with 3 phones this year, which... Duh, they have to. Small phone, big phone, cheap phone.
Yep.
You know?
I did see that one.
Now, what's crazy is the rumor and the name. They threw everybody for a curveball.
The name's out?
Well, no.
Oh,
that's the rumor, though. What they're going to call it.
Gotcha.
What's crazy is, I'm trying to see if I can pull up what the names are. I'm just thinking of this on the spot. But they were saying like what the names could be. Because like I was saying, last year they threw everybody for a curveball with the 8 and the 10. There's no 9.
Yeah.
So now what do they do this year? Do they release
the
9
back?
I hope they don't bring the fucking 9
Please
back.
Don't. Please don't. Just don't do it.
No. And then, but the other thing is, where do you go from the 10?
Yeah. See, my thing is that I think that the 10 finally put them back on the same level as people kept saying they were behind Samsung, behind the Galaxy, behind this phone, that phone. The 10 finally did everything that people were saying that they didn't do yet, even though there's still obviously nicer cameras on the market, whatever else. But all the other technology, like things like the face recognition, things like the voice and like whatever, like the small little things, Apple Pay and Samsung Pay are kind of on par now in terms of texting to pay and stuff like that. Just the small things aside from Android customization, which is trash because Android is trash, but regardless, you know, they're on the same plane now. So yeah, like you said, where do they go from here? Do they just make a bigger phone with a nicer screen? Because that's all that Samsung's been doing for the last five seasons now.
Yeah, and speaking of like weird shit Samsung did, I watched a commercial this morning where Samsung has been taking digs at Apple.
I saw in their commercials. First commercial from the Super Bowl or whatever that was from.
Their commercial that they released, I think today or yesterday, they released a commercial where they were comparing their S9 to an iPhone 6.
Oh my God, what?
You know, it's like, come on, if you want to pull shit like that, let's go ahead and pull up your S4, your S5 against the iPhone 10. And it's crazy because the iPhone 10 beats the S9 in every single benchmark test.
Everything.
But they did put the iPhone 10 in the display of when the girl ran into the Apple store trying to get help with her phone. First of all, I was offended because I'm an Apple store employee at the Genius Bar. They showed a Genius Bar guy who was just, you know, it's like, oh, well, I guess you can do this. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
It's an iPhone 6. The phone came out in 2014.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's messed up. You know,
and let's keep it real. The Samsung field reps don't know anything about the actual tech of the phone. They try and go in and tell the reps how to sell it. I used to work at AT&T also. Yeah, so I used to talk to the Samsung field reps, and I was also like super phone nerd back in the day. And I knew everything about the phones before they came out. And all the field reps for Samsung had no idea what was really going on. All the guys at Apple knew exactly what was up.
Yeah, it's wild. And so now, like you were saying with the bigger phone, that's what the rumors are saying. It's going to be like a 10 plus.
So
that's weird, though, because
the screen's already bigger than the 7 and 8 plus.
It's already bigger. And it's crazy because I'm comfortable with this size of a phone.
I don't want a bigger phone anymore.
And they're
saying
it's going to be edge-to-edge display also.
Which is dope.
That's a lot of screen.
Yo, like, I don't want an iPad in my hands, bro. I'm good.
It's getting there. It's almost the size of an iPad. I don't want that. What else I'm also upset about, too, is they're saying that the SE, the smaller phone, which is built to the iPhone 5, it's going to have a display like a 10, edge-to-edge with a notch also.
Really? Now that's interesting.
Now that's going to drive a lot of people crazy because remember the SE right now is $349.
Yeah. So they're going to raise the price, skyrocket it? Or is it going to be the same price with a 10 screen? Because now I'm going to be like, I paid too much for this 10 to have the same thing. I don't know about that.
Well, see, the debate is it going to have a normal LED or an OLED? And then
the camera be a dual camera on the back? Probably just a single camera.
It's still because then like how do you go above that? Yeah, then why are you putting all of that into an SE? Sure. Also, where's the price gonna go? The price is like even when it was normal price, it was $399 and $499 for the respective gigabyte size.
I think the next step is switching off of on a handheld mobile phone device, switching off of iOS and moving it on to OS X.
Mac OS.
Sorry, I forgot they switched it. Mac OS.
What do you mean moving it over?
So your phone and potentially if they put out the iPad, the new iPad also, those now have Mac, like the top of the line one has Mac OS.
Well, majority of the apps are compatible, but the rumor, that's another rumor though, but the opposite way.
That the computer's going to go to iOS?
They would have like iOS, they would have like forward compatible apps.
No. Mac OS on the phone, it's not necessary, obviously. You can do everything on your phone. But it'd be cool to have Mac OS on like an iPad Pro, for example.
It would be so limited.
How?
What would you be doing on there that you can't do on a computer?
I mean, yes, but I think that if we really get down to the nitty gritty, an iPad Pro right now is essentially just a glorified...
It's a MacBook Air with a touchscreen.
Yeah. But it's still not even as robust as a MacBook Air, though, is it?
Yeah.
Is it
really?
It's
about the same.
That's crazy, though.
Where MacBook Air hasn't really been updated in
a few
years.
Or maybe that's what it is, that MacBook Air was already behind.
But it was ahead when it came out 10 years ago at that.
Okay, true.
You know?
That's true. That's true.
And it's not... The MacBook Air is like the SE. SE is an iPhone 5 with an iPhone 6S technology.
Yeah, that's true. So what features can you... I can't think of anything.
But I mean, I said this last year. Where else do you go?
Because even like now, like, I mean, maybe, you know, once when you guys hear this, if there's any Android users, I hope there's not any that listen to our podcast. But if there's any Android users out there, tell us what you guys can do, because I don't know that they put out anything that's been groundbreaking since the like the S6, 7. And that was only cool because the camera was so much better than everyone else's, right? And the OLED was also like the only one on the market at the time. And then they sold it to everyone else, and then now it's a wrap for them.
But see, here's that problem, though. With Samsung's OLED and their camera, their photos look great on their devices.
You know what's funny? So my brother Jordan sent me a video when he was DJing at Spin, and he sent me on his phone, and it looked like I was watching a coloring book from my nephew. And then he emailed it to me, and whoa, it was like 4K.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, this is dope, but you can't text it to me, and text it even to other Androids. It's terrible.
It's bad. It's bad. And I realized
so
bad. That.
It's so weird. So, yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. I don't know what else they can go, where they can go next, honestly, with the iPhone 10. And even the 8, I had the 8, give it to my mom when I got the 10. If my mom didn't want a new phone, I would still have my 8 Plus.
Yeah,
the 8 Plus was phenomenal. Yeah. It was a great phone.
I still have my product Red 7 Plus, and it's off the chain.
Nah.
What's wrong with that?
We'll talk about that offline.
Okay. well, speaking of tech, maybe the new phone will allow me to go jump into the phone and grab a girl out the DMs or something.
Oh man!
And apparently somebody else is already doing that with their phone. Kind of. I saw this article yesterday. That Tinder, the app, the dating app, of course, had their first match on the continent of,
wasn't it,
Antarctica?
I didn't know people live there.
Yeah, so you know, I found that out like probably like a couple weeks before that Antarctica has an entire like community. There's a couple bars right there, a bunch of people bartend down there, and there's this whole like thing of like living there. What's crazy is you can move there right now.
What?
It's super cheap to live there, and the food is like exponentially expensive because it all has to obviously get imported over there. But it's like this crazy, like just like fun place because everyone there is just completely 100% carefree. They all work there. Everyone literally works doing something. So there's only so many obviously like things to do. So whatever job that you have, like let's say you work in the grocery store, then you know obviously. You give everyone the food, so then they go and give you free drinks at the bar they bartend at, and then the bartender goes to the gym and goes to the gym for free for the fitness coach, and the fitness coach goes to the grocery store. It's just this weird cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. So at the McMurdo Station, McMurdo Station, an American scientist conducting research there logged on to Tinder, quote-unquote, just for fun. Just for fun. Obviously, what are you doing getting on Tinder? And you're in literally the South Pole,
fam,
which is a whole we're gonna go into McLaren conspiracy minute.
Oh God, and, here we go.
There's an entire civilization in Antarctica, and the rumor is that beyond the polar ice caps, if you guys could see Famous's face right now, he is not here for this right now.
Not at all.
There's an entire there's a theory about there basically being an entire. A whole new set of continents beyond the South Pole. And that's not part, it's kind of part of the flat earth theory, but it kind of not. But anyway, Admiral Byrd, who was the first person to explore Antarctica, said that there was more land beyond Antarctica, and that's why they won't let us go there. Anyway, so maybe that's why he got on Tinder trying to find people out there, but it was quote unquote just for fun. And he had the app for a few months when he was out in the States. When he went out there, he wanted to see if there's any women out on the frozen tundra. And obviously there's people in the communities out there and the station. There's like four or five stations in Antarctica that different countries are a part of or whatever. So maybe he thought that maybe somebody out there was on Tinder, and at first no profiles showed up. And then he expanded the app location's radius by a little bit more.
How far is a little bit more?
I think it was like 50 miles.
Okay, that's not bad.
In relative terms, yeah, that's in not terms, bad.
That's not bad.
So, yeah, there was another researcher at a field camp 45 minutes away, which you could take a helicopter ride to. to get to their base station.
You got to be rich to live here.
No, it's so all the stuff that you do there is like all it's like in kind trade.
Oh,
so like the helicopter guy, like you do something that is something he needs basically because everyone needs each other out there.
Right, right.
And so you just you know,
well, it's OG style. Okay, up, dog. Okay.
Yeah, basically, and so yeah, so he swiped right, and they matched a few minutes later. She was in her tent apparently, and they didn't give their names, obviously, just out of like. Conspiracy. Right. Everything's a secret in that and on that continent.
Oh my God.
It's all a secret. Anyway, so yeah, they go out there and they went on their first date, and it was just kind of like silly at first, and then basically the interaction was brief. She was leaving the next day, but they're gonna hang out again when she comes back in the summer for the new research season.
And okay,
yeah.
So here's my thing. There's only I'm a round up. It was about 4,500 people in Antarctica.
Okay.
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 Now I get it. Me and Lindsay dating 6 years this year. Met her on Twitter.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
Tinder is a whole different thing.
I have never used any of the dating apps.
I've been in a relationship long before, right. I can't have Tinder. Sure. But it's like but before this social media, high school shit, there was no social media. We still met girls in person.
So that's the thing too. Like, I think that like. I don't know, man. There's like an age gap for sure where like anybody that's over the age of like probably like 24 lived in an adult life without these dating apps.
Yeah.
And even like when we were like still kids, eHarmony.
We're putting teen, but it wasn't for us.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It wasn't there. For us. And it was an online like website thing, much different than an app where you could literally walk into a room and be right next to the same person.
Yeah.
Which is weird because why wouldn't you just turn around and be like, oh, I think you're cute. What's up?
That's what I'm saying. It makes really no odd. Sense.
I've been single for a little bit now. But before that, all the time when this whole thing began, I was in a relationship. So now that I'm not, I don't have any trouble still just walking up to people and talking to them. I see a girl that I think is cute, just walk up to her and talk to her.
So it's also a little different for us, though, because the majority of the times we see these cute girls, we're normally in our art.
Well,
so.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
Even in the street, though, nothing.
That's true. It's just weird, though. I don't know. It's just weird to me. And, you know, I guess... Shoot your shot, fam. It's working out here. It's even working in Antarctica.
My take is I'm not knocking it. It's technology. Use your technology. I'm not mad that we didn't have it. What I'm mad about is I'm going to round up again and say there's 5,000 people in Antarctica. I know it's not hard to find a woman. Now, if there's no popping females in Antarctica.
Not what you want.
I get it. But then why do you live there?
Yeah. She was leaving the next day. He can probably leave whenever he wants. He's choosing to stay.
Yeah.
So if you're choosing to stay, I don't know, man.
Who chooses to live in Antarctica? I don't know. But, you know, go where the money is.
You know why they choose to be there.
Don't start with this. Don't start.
It's a conspiracy.
Nope. Nope.
Conspiracy. Speaking of conspiracies, there is... this isn't a conspiracy at all, actually. It's just there's these cool games that are coming out that are... kind of loosely based around like future tech and like a dystopian future and different stuff like that. So it's just cool to talk about that because, you know, it's kind of like conspiracy. So,
yeah.
You know,
I don't play those kind of games, but yeah,
there's no, it's dope. Trust me. This game I'm going to tell you about is sick. Before we get into that game though, we're going to talk about what just got announced. I think, today maybe
it was early this morning,
today, Call of Duty Black Ops 4 is coming out soon. October. It's going down again. It's going down.
So before I got rid of my PS4,
mm-hmm.
I had the, what was it?
Black Ops 3?
No, not the Black Ops. The normal Call of Duty.
The new one that just came out.
Where they went back to World War II.
Yeah, I got that one.
I loved it.
It's dope. It's super dope.
They went back to traditional shooting.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
It's lit.
I don't like Black Ops, but I can't hate it because it's built on future tech.
Exactly.
They just went too far.
They went super deep. So check this out. You'll like this. This new one now, they just announced, is going to have this new mode called Blackout Mode.
Blackout.
And what it is it's a Battle Royale style mode that's going to incorporate way more than what any other game of that same type has incorporated so far. So obviously you have your Fortnite, you have your PUBG. I think there's a couple more on the PC. There's other games like that. But obviously Fortnite and PUBG are the two ones that are popping.
Right, right.
I love Fortnite. Drake loves Fortnite. The world loves Fortnite.
So here's my thing about that.
Yeah.
Call of Duty is missing out on an incredible market that they're not even going to, which is mobile.
Oh,
PUBG and Fortnite killed it. So when you said battle royale, I'm like, wow, I didn't even think about this until you said it. But they're missing out on something crazy. They don't have a mobile game. Not even for the Switch. The closest thing they have to mobile, I believe, is maybe for like a PS Vita or for like a PSP way back. But it's like you're missing out on a whole mobile market
because they do have apps, but the apps aren't the game. It's just
do
like
they have
some,
an app for
well,
the game?
No, they do. They have Call of Duty apps
to partner
it's
with.
It doesn't. It's a standalone thing, but it's not. It's not the same thing. It's not like how PS Vita and like whatever. It's not like that. The Fortnite on your phone is the Fortnite. It's Fortnite.
It's Fortnite.
The
same
the Call
thing that's
of
on
Duty
the computer.
App is like on some like you know how you see like the like weird like Final Fantasy apps.
Yeah,
where it's just like a different type
it's
of
not,
Final Fantasy.
So it's not really Call of Duty
they
by
basically
Activision.
Basically licensed the name and did some random like Clash of Clans type of game on.
Oh,
the phone.
That's
it's not
weak.
Call of
it's
Duty.
It's not like first person no, like on no, Fortnite no. and PUBG.
It might even be a shooter, but it's not Call of Duty.
That's wild.
It is, but it isn't. Like it's just some stuff built for the phone. Someone else built it.
As somebody who has only a mobile device now with my Nintendo Switch, I would love to have those kind of games. Like Wolfenstein is coming to it too.
That's dope.
Crazy, you
that's
know. Dope. It's I want to see stuff like that. L.A. Noir is on there. I don't know if you played that, but L.A. Noir was like a crazy like cop game, OG cop game.
I love L.A. Noir.
Love that game.
That's lit. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I want to see what happens with this. You know, I mean, obviously Fortnite is murdering everybody right now, and it's a free game. You can play it for free.
Same with PUBG.
Yeah, and PUBG too. So I still don't know how they're going to compete with a game being free.
I mean, here's how you compete with it. You release it on the biggest consoles. Right?
Yeah.
And you make people buy it. Because let's be honest, there's no shooter game that has a bigger and more loyal fan base than Call of
Duty.
That's
true.
The only thing that I can think of even game-wise that has a bigger fan base in a shooting category is Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
I'm still playing the same Grand Theft Auto 5 from 2013.
That's true.
You know?
If they put out Halo on a regular basis, then maybe it would too. But
Halo
point,
still not doesn't have shit on because they stopped.
Yeah, you're right.
Also, they that stopped. Company got dissolved. So,
exactly, that's true. You know. That's true. They have.
But problems. I mean, that's how they beat it. You know, I mean, of course, other games can live cohesively with those two, but I mean, you can't. What PUBG and Fortnite have over Call of Duty though is cross-platform.
Exactly.
I think through iOS and Android, so I don't think anything stops you.
Yep.
So
clutch. There's another game that looks promising. I hope they have some kind of a multiplayer aspect. It's a game called Rage 2, and it's kind of like a first-person version of Grand Theft Auto.
I'm looking it up right now.
It's crazy. Check it out really quick. It looks really dope. The graphics look really cool, but the branding behind the game looks really dope. It looks like Twisted Metal meets Call of Duty meets Grand Theft Auto.
I was going to say, just looking at the picture, like, oh, yeah. Oh, damn.
It's a full immersive, fully interactive open world that they say that you can literally interact with everything in the open world. We'll see, because I was actually playing Call of Duty the other day and I was like, you know, it'd be cool if I could pick up this can and throw it at this
person,
right?
Okay, so I'm kind of a reverse, because so Grand Theft Auto, when you're not doing missions, as you know, has always been completely open world. Yep. There's too much going on in the open world sometimes, and like it's easy to get distracted.
That's
I'm somebody
true.
Who's easily gets
That's
distracted
true.
In the game. I need a one
that technically
way
is
to
what they want
that.
Though. That's
but that doesn't keep me hooked, because
You're
eventually
right.
I'm going to figure out that, oh, hey, if I every 10 minutes the same shit cycles.
That's true.
You
That's
know?
True. That's
so.
The problem is they have to figure out how to make it truly where everything it just completely keeps evolving forever, which is probably impossible. But.
No.
And
they're not going to do it for free. Grand Theft Auto, all of their DLCs and updates is for free.
Yeah, that's
Call of Duty.
That's the game changer for GTA, is that everything's free.
Everything's
it's all free.
Well,
it's all free.
Well, not the money.
Almost, just the
money. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to spend money to be balling out there, but technically everything is free.
Yep.
But yeah, Rage 2, it's going to come out next year. Honestly, I think it might be game of the year in 2019. We'll see.
See, it's never going to be game of the year. Like, why aren't these guys releasing anything for the Switch?
I don't know, man. All these platform games that aren't like the exclusives, they need to get their mind right and really like start investing in the Nintendo Switch, because it's a game changer for real.
Crazy. Street Fighter's coming out for the Switch.
I know. I saw that, and that's crazy.
Original
Finally.
OG Street Fighter?
Wow.
Copped.
Wow. So the game that I'm really excited about comes out next week, and back to the conspiracy future.
Oh,
the future
boy.
Is here.
All right, here
the
we go.
The truth is out here. It's called Detroit Become Human, and I'll just read you the bio of the game. It's releasing on May 25th. That's next week. That is literally 8 days from now. It's 8 days from now it comes out. It's going to be a PS4 exclusive game, and it looks fucking dope. So basically, it's an action-adventure game. It's third-person view, and it is basically about like, let me see if I can find this, like a smaller description of what it is. So it is essentially this plot, or it's a future city. It's Detroit, obviously, in the future. And the game is revolved around these androids. So it starts out, and they put out a demo video today that just launched, and everybody's going crazy over it. It was trending this morning, along with Call of Duty. And basically, these androids escape from this factory that they were born in, and they essentially start to form like a sentient mind. They start getting consciousness, which is very similar to the plot around a TV show that is out and popular right now. I'm trying to think of what show that is. I just watched it not too long ago.
I don't watch TV, so I can't help you with that. I have no idea.
there's a TV show where the androids basically... Oh, duh. Westworld.
Oh, I do watch that. Okay, so that's like one of the few things I actually watch.
It's kind of like along the lines of Westworld, where these androids that literally look like humans begin to gain consciousness. They break out of this factory, and there's three of them. There's a woman, a man, and a little girl.
That's literally Westworld.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And yeah, so it's crazy because, it basically from there... You survive or perish. It's kind of like choose your own adventure, and then you can start pick up items, and things change. And the story, there's like it looks really, really, really fucking cool.
Okay,
and I'm really into like future games like that. So it just looks dope. It's coming out next week. I think we'll cop that. So you guys will probably hear about that.
It's not coming out on the Switch though. I bet you. So it don't matter. So
I need to get a Switch myself.
The Switch is crazy popping. The fact that I can take this is my childhood dream. I can take my console
so dope.
At home, and. Take it with me. I have the new Donkey Kong.
Is it dope?
So dope. I wish I had more time to play it. That's my thing. That's the biggest reason why I got rid of my PS4. I don't have time for
it. And that's what I was like for the longest. I'm like making time to play it.
And even then, I made time for a couple hours a day. Even Henry asked. My son's 2.5 asks, hey, can we play Donkey Kong? Like, just like he just likes to watch.
Yeah.
I used to even carry it in my bag. It never comes out.
Yeah.
But I got that. Doom on the Switch. Wow.
I love Doom. That's one of my favorite games ever.
The game is scarier than when I was a kid. It's crazy.
Like that? It's mad dark.
It's mad dark. Oh, and you're just running through killing aliens. It's wild. I love it though.
I love it. Well, we'll keep you guys posted. We're going to have a Switch. You know what I was thinking when we walked in here earlier? I was like, we should totally have a game night in the office in here. We could record the podcast.
Sounds like something we were already supposed to be doing and getting paid for.
Oh, yeah. Secret.
I have one more thing to bring up, though,
okay.
That we didn't have on the list.
Right.
The movie Black Klansman.
Oh, I looked it up earlier, too. It looks crazy. Yo,
listen.
If you haven't seen the artwork, I don't even care if you haven't looked at any trailers or videos, interviews. The artwork is just, man, okay.
So let,
it's based on a true story.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yo. So beyond that, let me tell you why I was intrigued, right? Jordan Peele.
Yep.
Right? Get Out was one of my favorite movies ever of all time.
Us is coming next year, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you have Spike Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Need I say more?
Those two together? My God.
About doing a movie called Black Klansman. Come on. I didn't even need to watch the trailer. Here's my money for four movie tickets for me and Lindsay to see it twice.
I'm gonna buy the theater out.
Yeah, you know?
I'll buy the theater out.
Okay. Well, I don't have that kind of money.
I don't got that kind of money either. Oh, okay.
You can have my money for four tickets for me and my girl to see it twice.
We're going to see it.
You have my movie. You have my money to have on digital copy. Yeah. And I don't buy movies. I'd rent it.
You need to get MoviePass, by the way. You need to go get that ASAP before they change the rules again.
I don't know.
Unlimited movies.
I don't go to movies that often.
But it doesn't matter.
So I'm paying $5.99. It's another subscription.
If you go to the movie once every 2 months, it's paid for.
I might go see four movies a year.
It's still paid for?
No.
Movies cost like $20.
Yeah, I like the traditional go up to the thing, buy a ticket. You might buy it on Fandango. I don't.
Well, that's going to be a dope ass movie.
It's going to be dope. I want to see
wait.
It. Wait.
I'm going to see Deadpool 2 right now.
Word.
Next week, we'll let you guys know. That's going to be a topic for sure. And yeah.
All right, man. We out. Catch us here.
On behalf of Catch.
Yeah.
This is McLaren.
I'm Famous.
Peace, y'all.
Peace.
See y'all next time.